USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to a tweet over the weekend from President Trump about illegal immigrants. He calls for faster deportations, saying when someone comes into the U.S. illegally, quote, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. Legal analyst Danny Savalo says even though they may be illegal immigrants,
immigrants do have a Fifth Amendment right to due process. That due process means they must be able to at least state their case in an immigration proceeding.
He spoke on MSNBC. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tossed out of a restaurant called the Red Hen in Virginia over the weekend because she works for President Trump. Now restaurants in New Jersey and Connecticut that have the same name say they've been receiving threatening phone calls and emails over the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A wildfire still burning out of control northwest of Sacramento, California, threatening hundreds of buildings. The Pawnee Fire has already destroyed 12. Meanwhile, in southwestern Colorado, the 416 Fire is still burning, having scorched over 34,000 acres. It's now 37% contained. But the weather there is not good for the firefighting efforts.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding? I've lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The second man to walk on the moon is now suing his children and family foundation, Buzz Aldrin, claiming that they've been taking advantage of his trust and finances. The 88-year-old former astronaut accusing his kids of slandering him, telling people he has dementia, and working to undermine romantic relationships. Gasoline prices continuing to decline across most states. The national average down about 6 cents a gallon over a week to just above $2.83 now. Here's our John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average. Indiana down 13 cents. Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
And if you grew up listening to the radio in the 60s and 70s and 80s in New York City, you'll remember this guy.
Hey, Dad, proud to be with you. 70 cloudy WABC degrees in New York town.
The legendary Dan Ingram, who spent decades on New York's WABC, jocking the Dan Ingram mess, as he called it, has passed away at 83. Find us online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.